Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in the 8th chapter of Maseches Peah. Today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. This next section of Mishnayos discusses what unlearned people were believed to claim in order to exempt certain foods from obligations of tithes. Since the gifts that were given to the poor were exempt from tithes, from Miser, the poor who were not learned would be relied upon for their word in whether or not this produce required tithes to be taken from it. That's not to say that all poor were unlearned. We're just discussing the case of the poor who happened to be unlearned. So what could they be relied upon to say this doesn't require tithes to be taken, and what were they not relied upon? So Mishnah Bey says, Ne'emanim al haleket v'al hashicha v'al hapeya b'shatan. The poor who are not learned are believed when they say that something is from leket, from the gleanings, from shicha, from the forgotten sheaves, and from peah b'shatan, and from the corners of the fields, all of these things in their appropriate time. At the harvest time when these things are given out, they can say, this is peah, so therefore tithes don't have to be taken. This is leket, so therefore tithes don't have to be taken. V'yal meiser ani b'chol shnato, and they are believed on meiser ani, on the tithe that goes to the poor, in the entire year. Meiser ani was given in the 3rd and 6th years of the sabbatical cycle, so that entire year they could claim that something is meiser ani, the tithe for the poor, and they would be believed. Uben levi neman l'olam. And a levi is always believed when it comes to the tithes that were given to him in any year of the sabbatical cycle. But they are only believed when it comes to the types of things that people would typically give them. So if you would normally give someone a sheaf of barley, he would be believed on a sheaf of barley. If you would not normally give somebody a cooked stew, then he would not be believed to say that he received a cooked stew. And we'll see more about that in the next Mishnah. Now let us look in the Bar Nuro. Ne'emanim ha'aniyim. The poor would be believed to say that this wheat is from leket or shicha or peah, upaturin min ha-meiser, and is therefore exempt from any tithes being taken from it. Bishatan, in its time, bishas haktzir, at the harvest time. Bichol shnaso, they would be believed on the meiser ani, the poor tithe, the entire year. B'shana shlishis u'b'shana shishis, in the 3rd year or the 6th year, sh'maiser ani nohig behen, that these are the years that maiser ani would be given. U'ben levi ne'eman la'olam, but a levi is always believed. The maiser rishon nohig b'chol shana, because maiser rishon, the portion that goes to the levi, is given every year. V'kivand amr shal maiser rishon hein, and when they say that this is from maiser rishon, the first tithe, lo chashinan shema lo hifrish mehen trumas maiser, we're not worried that maybe he didn't take the portion from that that goes to the kohen, which is called trumas maiser. D'chi hechi dolo nechshadu Yisrael al truma gedola, just like a Jew who's not a Levi, a regular Yisrael, is not suspected when it comes to the truma gedola, which is the great truma. Kachlo nechshad ben Levi al trumas meiser. So they were scrupulous when it came to giving truma gedola, so we assume that the Levi is equally scrupulous when it comes to giving the trumas meiser. So the average person might not be so expert in giving all of his tithes, but he knew how to do that one, and we would believe him if he said he took care of it. Same thing for the Levi when it comes to trumas meiser. However, they were only believed when it came to items that would typically be given as leket, shicha, peah, or meiser ani. Al davar she b'nei adam nohagin kein, something that people would typically give them. Nohagim l'seis lahem kein, they're accustomed to give them something like this. V'lo al davar she ein regilin l'seis lahem kiyotze bo, but they're not believed when it comes to something that people would not typically give them. V'lo kamen mefarish v'azil, and if we read on, we'll see exactly what that entails. Mishnah Gimel. Ne'emanim al hachitin, they are believed when it comes to wheat. Ve'ein ne'emanim al hakemach ve'al hapas, but they are not believed when it comes to flour or bread. Ne'emanim al hasa'ora, shel orez, they are believed when it comes to a stalk of rice. Ve'ein ne'emanim alav bein chai bein mevushal, but they are not believed on rice which is out of the stalk, whether it's raw or cooked. Ne'amanim al hapol, they are believed when it comes to beans. Ve'ne'amanim al hagrisin, but they are not believed when it comes to mashed beans, a bean paste that they would make. Lo chayin v'lo muvushalim, whether it's raw or cooked. Ne'amanim al hashemen, they are believed when it comes to oil. Lo mashal ma'aser ani hu, if they say that it came from ma'aser ani. But they are not believed if they say that it came from olives of Nikuf, and we'll see what that is momentarily in the Bart Nuro. Let's look at that Bart Nuro now. They're believed when it comes to wheat. To say that it came from Meiser Ani. Shenitanli, which was given to me, aval ein ne'emanim lomar kemach upas ze shomayser ani shenitanli kemach upas. But they're not believed to say that this flour or this bread was given to me from Meiser ani, that somebody gave me flour or gave me bread. The ein derech l'chalik Meiser ani kemach upas, because it wasn't customary to give Meiser ani from flour or from bread. They would just give them unthreshed wheat. They would not give them processed wheat, certainly not baked wheat. So orisha orez, estim afarshe shibolisha orez. There are some who say it's an ear of rice. Shelo hayadarcha lechalik orez shel meiser ani ella bishibolim. That people would only distribute rice in the ears for meiser ani, so they would not distribute it already threshed. Ne'amanim al hashemen, they are believed on oil. Shederach l'chalik ma'aser ani b'shemen, because ma'aser ani could be distributed in the form of oil. Ve'ein ne'emanim lomar shel zeisei nikuf hu, but they are not believed if they say that the oil comes from olives of nikuf. What is nikuf? Zeisei nikuf mimatanus aniyim heishe chubatim unkafim b'zayis hashir b'zeisei shenisharu min ha'masika, that they would beat the olive trees to knock loose anything that remained after the harvesting. V'nikuv lashon kenokev zayis, v'ein ha'ani ne'aman lomer shemen ze hotseisi mizeisei nikuv upatim en ha'maisros. So nikuv comes from the word to bang, and a poor person would not be believed if he said that this oil comes from olives of nikuv, and therefore it doesn't require maister being taken from it. L'fisha ein regilin lasos shemen mizeisei nikuv, because people were not accustomed to make oil from olives of nikuv. Aval ani ha'omer kemach zu opas zu mileket shich upeya shelaktati v'tichanti kemach v'afisi lechem. But if he says, I got this wheat as leket shich upeya, and I ground it into flour myself, and I baked it myself, ne'aman, then he would be believed. Shederach ha'ani lasos lechem mileket shich upeya, because a poor person would make bread from the flour he received as one of these gifts. So if he says, I got this loaf of bread as leket or shicha, you're not going to believe him. But if he says, I got wheat and I turned it into bread, then he can be believed. That is the end of Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Dalid and Hey.